Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome in at this time. Our man, a beat man for all seasons. He covers everything. He's out there. He's getting it done. Jeff Hathorne joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are great. There's so much going on in the world of sports. It's a weird time when normally there's not a lot going on in the world of sports, but there is right now. Are you stunned by the result in the Tampa series last night, in the Tampa game last night, I should say, the 8-0 victory? I mean, was that in the cards at all in the run-up to the game last night?
I'm not surprised that Tampa won, but obviously the score. You know, what was it, a few years ago that the Pens had a 7-0 win against Ottawa in a similar situation? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these things happen in these games, but, man, you know the one takeaway that I get from this Tampa series? One, that the Islanders really aren't that bad, and that, you know, they are a good team, and their system does give a lot of teams issues. But I watch Braden Point, and I think, can Jake Guentzel be Braden Point? Mm. And, you know, find ways to be more involved in front of the net at a similar size and be as effective as Braden Point in front of the net. And I guess I see that, and I'm optimistic that maybe Guentzel isn't a lost cause, or, hey, let's trade Jake Guentzel. Because if a guy like Braden Point can have that kind of success, why can't Guentzel?
Well, here's a question for you then, Jeff. Can Evgeny Malkin next year be what Nikita Kucherov was this year, in that a long-term IR placement could save his team a whole lot of room under the cap? I mean, every game that Malkin spends on long-term IR will save the Pens about $115,000 worth of cap space, knowing he won't be ready for the start of training camp, and who knows when he'll be ready to play regular season games. Is that something Ron Hextall kind of tucks away in his back pocket going into the offseason?
Yes, potentially, and I hadn't thought of it in that way. But you're right. I mean, not that you want to elongate or keep him off the ice, but yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
You don't raise him
really
back.
It really is. I mean, you don't want to do that anyhow, especially at his age. But it does bring up an interesting point. And, you know, if you think that you can win without Evgeny Malkin, I would first say that, hey, you trade him. But secondly, if you can buy some time, buy some dollars, then yeah, that makes sense.
Brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Jeff Hathorne, beat man for all seasons. Does Robin Lehner have to play until he loses in the other series?
Oh, man, what an intriguing decision.
But it had nothing to do with Marc-Andre Fleury misplaying the puck, though. Peter DeBoer wants you to know it had nothing to do with that.
Not at all.
Just so you know, yes.
Had nothing.
Yes.
Nothing. I mean, man, we joke about goalie controversy here. Man, that is just a crazy setup. But yes, he does. I don't know how DeBoer, I mean, if he wins the cup, then it doesn't really matter. But yeah, he's got to stick with Leonard now. I get it. Fleury makes a bad mistake, and you make a decision. I think it's rash, but probably biased because of all the years that we've covered Marc-Andre Fleury. But, man, how could you do that to Leonard, to be fair to him? It is nuts how DeBoer has handled this situation and the embarrassment of riches they have in goal when we're in Pittsburgh just begging for someone to make saves. Routine saves in the postseason.
Well, and we were begging for the game to be called like it is during the regular season, too. And once again, we're watching a playoffs roll by without that happening. Do we ever get to a point, Jeff, where the NHL isn't markedly different in the postseason than the regular season?
Well, listen, we all heard Brian Burke with Cook and Joe, and I mean, he is that mentality that the NHL loved. Oh, let him play. You need to be physical. There should be fewer penalties called in the postseason. He's a executive that's been around for a while, and his opinion is shared by many. No, I think it's going to be – I think they look at it like many NFL teams look at holding. Like, we're not going to call that unless it's unbelievably blatant. Except I think it's a little different when you're talking about the changing the entire game that you do in the NHL postseason. So now what Burke is going to try to do is adapt on the fly. The problem is I don't think this Penguin team isn't a move away from changing the way it plays or can play in the postseason, which is not good news. I just wish this. Just call the game.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this.
You don't have to.
In all of sports. All right, let's talk about this. This is because we're going to talk about it coming up at 8 o'clock. And not just in hockey, but in football. You've seen it decide an NFC championship, a lot of people think. You've seen it in different sports. In basketball, what's going on with hand-checking away from the basket. You've seen it on a layup attempt with a minute left. Should officials officiate by the book in the playoffs, in crunch time, at the very end of games, or should they let more go? People have pined for years, let the players decide the games, and then when you let the players decide the games, sometimes people say, oh, how come there's no foul there? Where are we on all this?
So I get that mentality of letting the players decide the game, but I think the players still decide the game if you call a foul or a penalty or whatever it might be, because they're making that decision or they're making that bad play. So they're still deciding the game. I think rarely is it an ump show in those situations. Most of the time, it's just the referee or the umpire or whatever that's just calling what is happening on the court or ice or field. And that is still the players deciding the game. I don't want to see holding calls every play, which I know you could argue that you could have. But I don't want you to allow pass interference or whatever it might be, or, you know, give guys a wider or narrower strike zone. Like, just call the game the way it is. The players still decide it, because all the officials do is allow the game to continue within the rules.
Jeff Hathorn with us here on the Fan Morning Show. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Jim Shorkey Kia in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit them at ShorkeyKia.com. Let me turn to the Pirates for just a minute, Jeff. We were talking earlier about we got to see Jack Leiter pitch last night. And for me, anyway, as a fan, getting to watch Jack Leiter or Kumar Rocker or any other guy who's still alive in the College World Series who could be a top five pick, and those two really headline it, getting to see them reinforces to me, I'd like to see the Pirates take someone with a shorter timeline to the majors than, for example, one of these high school shortstops. Or it would tell me that they expect to be good again sooner rather than later. Is that what's feeding in a little bit to the idea of you have to take Leiter or Rocker, or Leiter especially now if you're the Pirates?
I think so, and I think the other idea is, you know, you see what the pitching staff is, and you know that Leiter could probably step in and be one of the five right now based on what he's done in college. I mean, there's nothing in AAA that's going to come up and be better than Jack Leiter. Nothing. Maybe there's a couple of pitchers below that have the potential to be better or can be in the Pirates rotation. That's why I want to see it. But I also understand the philosophy from the Pirates that if they're self-evaluating and saying, you know what, we're going to waste a couple of years of Leiter if we pick him and we think that this kid can be a superstar, I get them rolling the dice. It's a tough call. I wish I could give you an opinion either way, because I would love to have Jack Leiter, but if the Pirates don't think they're going to be good and they're going to waste a couple of years of, you know, his service time, then I get why you wouldn't want to have him. I guess if this team were a little closer, I think Leiter would be a no-brainer. But I will say this. It took him, you know, longer to strike out 15 than it did Will Bednar.
You're right about that. Is the opinion on Jack Leiter skewed, though, a bit in comparative to the other high-end prospects, the catcher at Louisville, the shortstop at Wake Forest, or any of the high school kids, because we simply see him more, because Vanderbilt's on television?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, he's the son of a major leaguer, so the name brings recognition to players or to fans, and they think, oh, wait a minute, I know that last name. And, yeah, I think all of that combined, plus it's a program, I mean, Vandy has become a powerhouse, or has been a powerhouse for years. So it's a program that gets opportunities on television. I think the catcher at Louisville is a hell of a player too, and could have a really short climb to the major leagues, which makes him intriguing. But again, if the Pirates, here's the thing. The Pirates have to be accurate with where they're at, and they have to sit in a room and be honest with where they're at. And if they feel like they're a couple of years away, which they probably are, and they think this high school kid could be a superstar, you know, you look at the Bryce Harpers or Manny Machados, or you look at these young guys and you think, do we roll the dice that that could be this? Or do we, you know, want somebody stable in a rotation on a team that could stink for a couple of years before we're ready?
Brian Bullington, yes.
Jeff, I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Are you a music on the golf course kind of guy?
I'm not.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it. Like, it doesn't throw me all off. And there are certain courses, especially if I'm there for the first time or it's a really exclusive course, like, I just want to enjoy the course itself. That's kind of where I'm at. But if I'm out, if it's a scramble or, you know, out with Jim golfing and the music's on, that's cool. I mean, I'm not too uptight about that. But one of the things I think that's beautiful about golf is just to get away from everything, music, all of it, and just be with yourself and whomever's in your foursome and nature.
Yeah. And then Jim goes all Rodney Dangerfield and starts dancing in the middle of the fairway.
Sure. So what? So let's dance. Yeah.
Looks good on you, though.
I know.
The funny thing is the car horn he actually puts onto the cart. So.
I can't golf with Jim. He's so nervous. He's always so nervous. And he's one of those give you lessons guys, too. Well, you know, you're kind of opened up here. Jim, I'll pay somebody. If I want lessons, I'll pay like John Aber or somebody. Like, I'll get it. It's okay. It's okay. I'm just here to have fun. It doesn't matter if I shave two strokes off today. I'll be okay. All right, Jeff Hathorn, beat man for all seasons. Real quick before we let you go, what's on the website? What are you working on? What do we got at 937thefan.com?
Well, we do have a story about Will Bednar and the amazing performance he had on Father's Day. If you missed that, you could check that out on the site. Plus, the return of Gilbert Brown to the pit staff. And I talked to a local expert about what the Supreme Court ruling meant and a little bit more insight on what it means and what it could be in the future for all college football, basketball, all college fans. So. That'll be on the website very soon.
Great stuff. Good. Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, we thank you. We'll talk
soon.
All right. Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.